Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. My guests today, Dr. Joe McGann and Dr. John Sutherland. They are the founders and co-directors of the ULM Social Science Research Lab. Welcome to the ULM Forum, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Neither one of you strangers here to the studio. John, you've just come back from the San Antonio Film Festival with where there was a showing and as an entry, the film Stay Brady Stay.
Yeah, we were pretty excited about this. You know, whenever you produce a film, you never know exactly what's going to happen. We had entered the film back in the fall of last year and got a call from the San Antonio Film Festival. The president called me and said, we really like this. We want to show it on opening night along with some other documentary films. And we felt pretty good because the collection that we were shown with was some stuff from California, from Canada, from all over the U.S. and some local San Antonio filmmakers. But we really wanted to be in the San Antonio Film Festival because it's focus on independent filmmaking. So this was going to be sort of a competition among not quite equals, because some people always have bigger budgets than others, but we felt good about it. These were thematic presentations. Everyone had sort of a social cause that they were championing. And also for me, it gave me a chance to really see what other people were doing out there. What were some of the other concerns that we have? The amazing thing really about Stay Brady Stay is that ever since it debuted back in October of 2009, we've had phenomenal success with it. LPB picked it up. They are going to be showing it off and on for the next 3 years. We've shown it probably about 50 times in the last 3 months, all over the state. We get calls constantly. Earlier last week, in fact, it was shown in Farmerville. It gets shown in Bastrop. We can't always attend every time there's a showing, but obviously it touched a nerve. And for those people who don't quite remember, you can always go to YouTube and just type in Stay Brady Stay and see the trailer. And if you contact us, we've provided DVD copies to anybody who's contacted us so far. But it's about brain drain. It's about the loss of our intellectual capital. Young people who get educated or seek an opportunity elsewhere, and it follows a real-life person as he makes up his decision about whether or not to stay in the greater Monroe area or to go to Texas or California. So it's not just well done, but it's a story, I think, that hits home for a lot of people.
I think you're finding that it resonates with a lot of smaller town America. Monroe's not exactly a small town, but it resonates with a broad range of the country who are dealing with that in smaller towns where young people are growing up, graduating, and moving to the big city somewhere.
Absolutely. In fact, the first time I showed the film was in San Francisco, and you never know how an audience is going to behave. I mean, you can do your best, and you just hope that it connects in some way. But the group that I showed it to, there was people from 22 different states, and after it was over, literally people from all over the country said, this is exactly what we're dealing with in Pennsylvania or Michigan or Utah. One person who was right down the road from San Francisco, she said, I virtually cannot keep my students in this area when they graduate. San Francisco is right up the road. But you put yourself on the flip side. In those communities that are experiencing lots of influx of young people, they're under tremendous pressure to constantly be creative, constantly find new ways to employ those people. Because if Dallas or Houston or Jackson or Little Rock, Fort Collins, Colorado, Austin, Texas, these places are constantly dealing with an influx of young people, and they have a different set of pressures. And so it's one of these things that whether you're a small community losing people or a dynamic city that's getting people, you still have the same issues that you're facing. And a lot of young people simply who come from a small community, the adjustment period for going to Dallas or to Raleigh or Atlanta, that's a tremendous thing to have to go through. And many people just simply aren't prepared. And so it's an issue that cuts all sorts of ways.
So what kind of feedback did you get at the San Antonio Festival?
It was remarkable. I mean, you know, there are a few things in life that are so wonderful as being praised publicly. But what we find is when we show it, lots of people from all over said that it resonated with them. But also other filmmakers came up and said, that was fantastic. I mean, how did you do this? Certain technical questions about this. And when I talked to them about our budget.
Talk shop some.
Yeah, talk shop, but also talk budget, because that's, you know, budget is the biggest limiting factor you have for most films. when we set out to do this, my co-director Joe McGann had this idea, and I was like, yeah, all right, go get us some money to do this. Who's going to give us money for it? And he was just crazy enough to find some money for us to do it. You start off a project like this literally in the hole, and you have to constantly cobble together money for it and find ways to cut corners and maximize what you can. The way I start off with every film is to figure out how I'm going to edit it once I've got all my film completed. And we literally shot 800-900 still frames, filmed hours and hours and hours, interviewed Brady, our talent in this, five different times, over 15 hours, and that's a lot of editing that takes place, you know, for a 26-minute film.
So, Dr. McGann, the issues that get brought up in Stay Brady Stay, how does that resonate with the overall purposes of the Social Science Research Lab at ULM?
Well, when John and I created the lab, I guess almost 3 years ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, we sat down with Kofor and Richters and talked about how there was a need for a knowledge-based economy in this area. We know that knowledge-based economies exist elsewhere. We know that universities have a lot to do with knowledge-based economies. And so, you know, to sum it up in the simplest possible terms, we thought about encouraging our students to think about careers in research and development. We are working hard to give them opportunities to work on research and development related projects. We're trying to encourage local entrepreneurs to invest in research and development. And we're also very much willing to work with local entrepreneurs to develop that type of an economy. Stay Brady Stay, you know, is talking about the problem. Or, you know, the problem is intellectual outmigration or the brain drain. We know that that's a real problem. What we do is we have to come up with some solutions to that. I have to mention, you know, the grant that we got through the University of Louisiana system really made this possible, the Service Learning Grant. And in that grant, what we did was we talked about, you know, the history of knowledge-based economies and how universities factor into that. And so you look at places like North Carolina and Colorado and Texas and so forth and so on. And right down the road, Louisiana Tech is growing a research park. And so one of the points that we've made many, many times is, you know, we have Grambling, we have Louisiana Tech, and we have Monroe within a hop, skip, and a jump of one another. Why don't we try and find a way of capitalizing on what Louisiana Tech is doing? They're for real with their research park. And what John and I are trying to do is to say, you know, there are other ways of doing research or using research to address other issues, issues that perhaps are not being addressed by tech. And that's where the social science research part of this comes in.
So it's a matter of it's a fit with what's going on at Louisiana Tech rather than a counterpoint, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things, too, is you with a social science research lab, what you try to do is you try to adjust for the economic situation that you're in. And in the greater Monroe area, I mean, think about the types of businesses that are here. A large part of the economy of the greater Monroe area is the public sector. And so one of the things the Social Science Research Lab has done is we've worked with a number of public sector entities, whether it's the City of Monroe, West Monroe, Ouachita Parish, working with them to find grants, to do budget analysis, to work with them on personnel, to provide internships. I mean, we've provided internships where our students it's a form of research where they go out, they learn, they partner with different public entities, and they learn different things, and they bring those skills, whether they stay or not, that becomes a function of something else. But we've provided them another opportunity to learn and grow within the context of their total learning and education experience here at ULM. And so in many ways, and again, we still look for opportunities to work with the private sector, and we do, but we've been able to do something because of the collection of experts we have here on our faculty to work with the public sectors, that this is something that I don't think Louisiana Tech has positioned themselves to do very well. And this is the complementary thing where we could work together with Grambling and Northwestern, you know, LSUA, and even across the line into South Arkansas. We've got the ability here at ULM to help with public sector analysis that I don't think exists anywhere else.
If you think about the title of the grant that we got through the University of Louisiana system, it starts with economic growth and cultural development. So if you think about the relationship between economic growth and cultural development, there are two ways you can go with that. One is if you have economic growth, it's going to improve the culture. But the other side of the coin is that you have to have a cultural infrastructure in order to set the stage for economic growth. And I think that what John is alluding to is what we try to do big time in our lab. You know, whether it's working with government entities or people who are providing health services or working with judicial reform people. The fact of the matter is, if economic growth and cultural development are related, you need to think about how both of them play off of each other.
Well, and there's been recent news just with the legislature coming out with cutting of arts funding. So that's what a lot of the push from the arts organizations was, is that those two go hand in hand.
That's what Davy Norris said years ago when I met him for the first time. I guess it was about 3 years ago. He talked about it. That no doubt influenced, you know, the thinking for the grant. That in conjunction with John's tremendous experience producing films and DVDs convinced me, you know, that this was definitely doable and it's definitely needed. There's no question about it. We are really losing students and we really don't have a knowledge-based economy.
So what's next for the Social Science and Research Lab? I know the film is going to be entered in some more festivals.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the film, you know, this is the interesting thing about a film. Films take on a life of their own. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to do a film versus, say, a report or even a book. Films, there's something about seeing it, hearing it, seeing it on television or on a screen. People take it more seriously for some reason.
Yeah, it's an emotional connection.
I think so. Plus, there's a way to disseminate information very, very quickly in a very small way without having them to sit down and read an entire report or a book. But we continue to press on in lots of other projects. I mean, this summer we've had people working with state senator offices, congressional delegations, some in D.C. We just have an intern who's working out in Oakland, California right now, one down in New Orleans. And so we continue to put our students out there because that really, I mean, at the end of the day, Joe and I can create research that's interesting for ourselves or other faculty, but we really want to encourage student research. And so we've put these guys out there. We continue to look at some other projects. We constantly write grants and put proposals out there. And so, you know, it's not as if one stops and then we sit around and say, well, Joe, what's next for us? We have constant projects. And in many ways, we have to triage projects that we do because we simply just cannot do everything that comes our way.
Well, and the film certainly bringing a higher degree of visibility to the lab.
Well, not just the lab or ourselves, but also the intention of what we're trying to accomplish. Stay Brady Stay has become a vehicle for us to discuss research and development and creating this corridor, a knowledge-based economy. And that was always the intention. It is the vehicle to provide us a way to discuss this.
Yeah, so if there are students out there or there are faculty members or just people in the community who are interested in studying intellectual outmigration, that's another side to this project, is that you know, we want to actually continue to study what is going on. We've made a statement. Now what we need to know is where do we stand now and where are we going to stand as we go forward?
And that's really the question, is it what happens next, I guess. But it's an ongoing process just like anything else.
Right. It's an ongoing process, and the issue itself really is central to the mission of the Social Science Research Lab. I mean, there won't be a time that I see in our future where whether it's Stay Brady Stay itself or something like it isn't the focal point of what we've got to do.
Right. And you know, to sum it up in the simplest possible terms, we're going to continue to encourage students to consider careers in research and development and then to try and train them in whatever way that we can. Hopefully, they'll have options to work here. But even if they can't work here, our obligation is to give our students meaningful career opportunities.
Well, and you're preparing them to be able to use those skills in other markets wherever they might end up.
Exactly.
And the hope that they can at some point bring those skills right back here.
Very quickly, what are a couple of things that the public should be hearing about from you guys in the near future?
Okay, well, thanks to Dr. Janice Sutton and Marriage and Family Therapy, one of the projects we're working on right now deals with juvenile justice reform. It's a MacArthur Foundation project. That project is a tremendous project, and it's definitely going to continue to unravel as we go forward.
Probably the other one for us is we've gone through this past spring evaluating bilingual evacuation plans all over in every parish in the state from a perspective of homeland security, but also natural disasters to evaluate whether or not these plans are in Spanish and English, and then to work with local governments to do those translations and disseminate the information. So very timely, I think.
Well, Dr. Joe McGann and Dr. John Sutherland, founders and co-directors of the ULM Social Science Research Lab, thanks for being here on the ULM Forum.
Thanks again.
You.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.